him down. What they throw help him out, doesn't know what to say, doesn't know who's to blame. What they said, bring him down. What they throw help him out, doesn't know what to say.
That set with Bloom Effect, Armor, Anton Seth, Waiting, a clip of Manifuego, Quitando la Pena, Discord Disco, The Days of Degas, The Bra Mankind, Colorblind, all these bands who performed at a whole lot of jams back in 2023. Now let's come back to 2025, where we interviewed a new band called Frankie Avoids Hollywood, who performed at the Roxy Cabaret November 26th. And we interviewed lead singer and author Francois Palais and his guest bassist, Jody. Check it out after these messages.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a minute in time.
And how does it feel together? Hello, welcome, Frankie, a Boys Hollywood, to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Francois Pallet. I'm vocalist and guitarist for Frankie Avoids Hollywood.
Hello, I'm Jody Murray Down, and I am the bass player for Frankie Avoids Hollywood tonight.
Tonight, that's right.
He's our special guest tonight.
Special guest tonight. All right, and how do you guys know each other?
I've known this guy since like 2000 and I'm going to say 17 or 16.
Something around there.
Yeah. Yeah, and he used to go to this wild open mic in Burnaby, mm-hmm. hosted by Steve something, and Matheson was the name, yeah. And he used to host a wild open mic down there, like anything goes. Well, not anything goes, but
most things go.
Yeah, yeah.
Rod Stewart.
And I saw a lot of good musicians there, and they were amazing. All kinds of genres, all kinds. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. I met a lot of people there, and that ended, and then last summer, or no, this summer of 2025, I started my own band called Frankie Avoids Hollywood, and Jody is helping out tonight as our guest bassist, and we do a rotation of bassists lately, but my main drummer, who's not here unfortunately, is Will, and we are the core of the band, and we do parties, we do gigs, we do fun 80s and 90s alternative rock. We got a couple originals that we've written so far. Trip to LA, as you heard tonight at the Roxy, which is about a trip to LA.
Awesome, yes, exactly. And we are here at the Roxy. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Budweiser.
Budweiser.
They are not paying me for saying that, though.
How about you?
I have no corporate sponsors tonight.
No corporate sponsors. Yes, tell us about, for those of you who haven't heard your first interview, what musicians inspire you?
Well, Iggy Pop has always been a big, very important influence during the years, since high school.
Yes.
And I've carried that on to like books that I've written about him, and now I have a band, which is kind of like a punk sort of alternative classic rock new wave-ish stuff. So we started this band in Surrey, so we just kind of grew the band from the ground up at some of the rowdiest, some rowdy pubs in Surrey. And I thought, this is a good idea, a good concept to build a band, because I like to challenge myself. And but sometimes it was a little challenging, you know. You don't know what kind of crowds you're going to get. But it's good training ground.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you think?
Tell everyone about your book.
Oh, yeah, my book is called Night of Destruction, The Stooges and Other Stories, and we talked about it last November.
Yes.
And that was a great interview.
Oh,
and
thank
it's
you.
It's all about the Stooges and sort of like the core of their first few years as a band, and a Vancouver show they played in 1973 in downtown Vancouver, and that show was very important in, I think, in the Vancouver local punk legend-ish guidebook.
That's right. Yeah. And this is your second time playing live, is that correct?
It's the second show that we've done. The first one was last month at the Barnstorm. And that was our first official show.
Yes.
This is our second show. And then before that, we played in a bunch of bars in Surrey and New West.
Awesome.
And I'll give a shout out to Georgie's Local in New West. Yeah, and great venue. I like the vibe there. So it's kind of like we just sort of practiced there and played a bunch of sets, four or five songs once in a while there.
You're going to tell me about your shirt, Lazy Dynamite.
Lazy Dynamite, I'm sporting the shirt.
Right,
Lazy Dynamite is my musical project. I don't mean to come in on Francois and Frankie, but we're doing our own shows we've got coming up in December 12th at Lana Luz. We're going to play at the Portside Pub on January 23rd, and there's a Legion gig sometime in March, but that's got to be a little bit more ironed out. Every week I produce a short video music. I write a song, I record the song, I produce the video. Once a week, and it's called Word of the Week, so it's all based around a random word that I think about. This week's word was feeling. I had a feeling that was good, and I had a feeling that was bad. I don't mean that it was true. It was a feeling that I had. We've got music on the way. We're recording our first album that was recorded outside of my home. I've released three albums already that were all recorded in the bedroom, and now we're actually playing with a proper studio producer, and we're just in the middle of that. We've released two singles from that already, Days of Blue and Little Lady, so those are out on Spotify and
nice.
More ethical internet places as well, yeah. Other than Spotify. So yeah, check it out if you like it. Lazy Dynamite, we're a lot of fun.
Thanks guys for coming on the show. Wham bam!
East Van!
Yeah baby!
Yeah baby!
Was Frankie of Voice Hollywood playing live at the Roxy, a cover of Iggy Pop's Rock and Roll Party. And talking about a rock and roll party, the Wham Bam East Van Show is planning a rock and roll party summer of 2026. So be sure to follow on social media, Wham Bam East Van, for upcoming details. Thank you to all of our guests, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me. Stay tuned for the next show, the 60-Minute Stage Dive with Jeremy. And if you love metal, it's going to be coming in hot and in your face. And shout out to Danny from Analog Archives. Let's end with Lazy Dynamite's newer stuff, Days of Blue and Little Lady. Have a great evening, everyone. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye. Time to play one more song, so we just want to say a big congrats to Self Care for topping number one on the CJSF charts. Here's Way We Used to Be from their album Doggy. Enjoy.
doesn't know where she is. Shopping carts through the streets, I swear it's the only way it should be seen.
CJSF 90.1 FM wishes you a bright winter solstice.